When Ang Lee's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon won 4 Oscars and a foreign movie record of 10 nominations, Asian movie makers were hopeful that its success in Hollywood might signal greater opportunities for them. Filipino directors are not often heard from in the United States. Beth Accomando from member station KPBS reports on 3 new movies by Filipino Americans.
Even though Ang Lee's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon didn't take home the top prize at this year's Academy Awards, the film did set domestic box office records for a foreign language film. And that's something to celebrate, says Filipino-American filmmaker David Makiling, who considers Ang Lee a role model.
His ability to go back and forth from Asian-themed projects to very, very traditionally white theme projects. He does it so gracefully. And I think people now accept him as one of the premier filmmakers of our time.
Ang Lee has moved from the art house success of such Taiwanese films as Eat, Drink, Man, Woman to the mainstream success of The Ice Storm. But David Makiling says most Asian filmmakers are expected to make films about their cultures.
There was just a rejection of me as a Filipino-American making a film that had a Caucasian cast. And on the one hand, absolutely, I understand and completely agree with the idea that we do need a greater physical representation on screen. At the same time, I do have a problem with people who think that as an Asian American, I can only deal very specifically with Asian American themes.
Makiling's feature debut, Too Much Sleep, centers on a young man in search of a stolen gun in a New Jersey suburb. Despite an all-white cast, Makiling's film does deal with themes he knows: growing up in the suburbs, feelings of alienation, subtle racism, and ethnic stereotyping.
I was having trouble with my kidneys, right? And I went to see Dr. Chang.
Which one's that?
Dr. Chang, he's the one over on Webster Avenue there. Beautiful man, you know, Korean fella, but what a wonderful man. And those Orientals, boy, let me tell you, they're very hard workers, very disciplined and everything.
And you gotta love their pork fried rice.
You ain't kidding.
I wanted it to be hopefully as real as it is in my life, because it's never obvious to the people who are saying it, and it's never obvious to a lot of people who are hearing it, but it's certainly something that has always been obvious to me. And I think that form of racism is going to take a lot longer to overcome in this country.
Makiling felt that if he had dealt specifically with racism against Filipinos, his film would have been stereotyped as Filipino. But Francisco Alawalis deliberately focused on his community when he took on the task of writing, directing, and financing his feature debut, Disoriented.
From a practical standpoint, I chose my route because I knew a lot of very talented Filipino-American actors, mainly in New York City, that I felt sorry for them. They weren't getting the work that they deserve, and I wanted to give them a chance. More importantly, I wanted to see a movie about someone like me, someone I can identify with, you know, a young Filipino-American guy growing up in the U.S. in a small town.
So you're in school?
Well, I'm being groomed into becoming a doctor.
So your parents gave up their careers, left the homeland, and they're working their finger to the bone to put you through school.
I'm late for class.
You come by anytime, okay?
If altruism prompted Francisco Alawalis to make his movie, frustration fueled Rod Pulido's The Flip Side.
Some of the best movies come out of that anger, you know, of not seeing yourself on the screen. If you get angry enough and upset enough, you know, to do something about it, I think, you know, good things can come out of that anger.
In Pulido's case, he channeled that anger through comedy and summoned up what he calls the Filipino sense of self-parody. One of the characters is a Filipino-American teenager who tries to identify with African-American culture, especially rap and basketball.
Man, check this out. See, the more I jump, right, the higher I get it, you know what I'm saying? But I figured if I also hang here like so, then I could stretch myself, you know? I'd be like growing and you know what I'm saying? Keeping it real.
That character is really based on me. I used to hang from my stairs trying to grow myself an extra inch. But I think that there's a a huge difference between appreciating a different culture and actually hating yourself and wanting to be something that you're not. So that's really the point I was trying to make with The Flip Side.
The film screened outside of competition at this year's Sundance Film Festival. But while The Flip Side and Disoriented make their points on the festival circuit, David Mackling's less overtly ethnic Too Much Sleep has actually picked up a distributor.
The thing that we need to do now, especially for Filipino filmmakers in America, is we just need to get the door open. Then we can all pass through and we can tell all of our stories. And I feel a profound obligation, you know, to my Filipino culture, absolutely. And for anyone to think otherwise is something that I would really object to.
David Mackling insists that he hasn't forsaken his culture and points to his next project, a drama about a Filipino-American couple. None of these films has attracted a large audience, and that's a hurdle that has to be overcome before Hollywood will take any notice. Because, as Francisco Alawalis says, when it comes to filmmakers of color, the studios are colorblind.
The only color they do see is green. I think the only way that Hollywood will open their eyes to Asian American actors and films told by and about Asian American characters is if they know that there's an audience out there. They still don't know that.
Francisco Alawalis, David Mackling, and Rod Polito all want to reach a wide audience beyond art houses and ethnic movie theaters. David Mackling's Too Much Sleep just completed a successful run in more than a dozen cities and is awaiting future bookings. Francisco Alawalis's Disoriented screened this weekend at Toronto's Real World Festival. And Rod Polito's The Flip Side will open the Asian American Showcase in Chicago on Saturday. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.